National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Hundreds of thousands of people have paid tribute to Australian servicemen and women at ANZAC services around the country, including more than 30,000 people in the nation's capital. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The large crowd braved sub-zero temperatures outside the National War Memorial to pay their respects to Australia's servicemen and women. Australian Governor-General David Hurley, alongside the New Zealand High Commissioner Andrew Needs, laid a wreath at the Stone of Remembrance. Incoming Defence Chief David Johnston delivered the Dawn Service address, calling for unity and respect.
We know how many Australians have died in the service of our country, but we do not know how many grieve each Anzac Day.
The last post rang out as the sun began to rise behind the war memorial, signalling the end of the service. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
First Nations people are calling for recognition of Indigenous servicemen and women. More than 1,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people served in the First World War, while more than 4,000 served in the Second. Indigenous ex-servicemen were denied access to soldier settlement schemes and RSL clubs, and in some states had their wages and pensions quarantined. Gundungurra man Gary Oakley enlisted in the Royal Australian Navy when he was 15. He told National Radio News he's thankful the war memorials are included more First Nations stories.
Whenever they open a new gallery, they always look at First Nations stories. So we become part of the daily life, the daily history of the war memorial.
More than 30 whales are believed to have died after a mass stranding in southwest Western Australia. The state's Parks and Wildlife Service says four pods of up to 160 pilot whales had spread across roughly 500 metres at Toby's Inlet near Dunsborough, about 250 kilometres south of Perth. But those on the scene say there could have been more than 200. Whale researcher Ian Weiss told the ABC many whales have managed to return to sea.
Normally with these sorts of strandings, the wind up with 100 whales beaching and five or six being saved. But in this case, there was well over 200 along the beach here and just nearby. And there's 31, I think, of deceased, but the rest got away.
A man has died after a wind tower collapsed in central Queensland. Paramedics were called to a property at Lake Proserpine on the Whitsunday coast before 1 o'clock this afternoon. They say the collapse of the tower caused a man in his 30s to fall from a significant height. He sustained critical injuries and died at the scene. Almost 282 million people in nearly 60 countries suffered from acute hunger last year, according to a new UN report. The Global Report on Food Crises says 24 million more people faced an acute lack of food than in 2022 due to the sharp deterioration in food security, particularly in Gaza and Sudan. The number of nations with food crises being monitored has also been expanded. The UN says 705,000 people in five countries are at phase five, which is the highest level on a scale of hunger. That's the highest number since the global report began in 2016. And you can listen to your favourite community radio station and national radio news on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.